Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
I had a camera on what I do right before time to get real and I come live on air. Oh my goodness, it is a circus over here. Welcome everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington, Global Happiness Specialist and Inner Peace Practitioner. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. Woo, we have a great show today. Listen. One of the things that, well, let me just start with a proper introduction. Rebecca Norrington, happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner. Who the hell does she think she is? Well, on this show, what I share with my audience is how to experience more happiness along the journey. How to experience more happiness along the journey. And before I follow up with that, let me give you my definition of happiness. Happiness is the ability to be at peace, to feel peace, to vibrate peace, regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. Happiness is the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens. It's nothing out there. It's not, you know, I'm pointing my finger out. It's nothing out there. It's nothing that happens. It's not your circumstances. It's not your bank account. It's not your health. It's not your family. It's not your relationships. It's not the pandemic. It's none of that. It's not politics. None of that. Happiness is an inside job. I know we've heard it a million times, but that happiness gets a bad rap, and that word gets a bad rap. And when I say happiness, it's also interchangeable with this vibration of satisfaction. Have you ever sat and just vibrated or just said to yourself, I'm taking a deep breath, eyes closed, said to yourself, wow, this is a really great moment I'm experiencing. This is a really nice, peaceful moment. This feels really good, and nothing has happened. You didn't win anything. You didn't hear any good news. You just feel connected. You just feel plugged in. That's what I'm talking about, that feeling. Nothing happens. It's really, you're rooted in this connection with the universe. I use the universe. Some people use other terms. God's higher power, source, spirit. I use universe. You're rooted, you're connected, you're plugged into that source. And you feel a sense of calm, of peace. And you can't explain it. Don't try to put a story on it. It's because of A, B, or C. And no, it's just because you are in this moment, shoulders down, feeling connected. Some people will put a label on it and say it's that feeling of the ultimate gratitude. Okay, throw that in too. But what I'm talking about is a feeling. All is all, you know, and nothing has to be going right. In the external world, nothing has to be going right. In fact, that's when you know you're connected. When the whole world is in a turmoil, upside down, and you are still peaceful. I've given the example of being in the rowboat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and the waves are crashing, and the wind is blowing, but you're standing and you're at peace. That's what I'm talking about, that vibration, that place. How can we feel like that, even though outside of us is, woo, up and down, up and down, up and down? That's what I'm talking about. When I say happiness is a practice skill, it is. It's a skill that you practice every single moment throughout the day or not. Because when I say it's a practice skill, what I mean by that is, hold on a second, let me just put something in order here, in order. When you commit, when I'm telling you, because I practice all the time, trust me, every single moment I'm practicing, everything that comes out of my mouth, especially when I'm around other people, is all conscious words. Now, let me back up a little bit. I'm not up here trying to tell you that, oh, gosh, I have this mastered. No. Practice means an ongoing practice. You know how they talk about dieting, and they say, no, not a diet. It's a change of a lifestyle. It's a change of eating habits. And it's the same with happiness. It is a practice skill. And the more you practice, the more peace you will be able to feel when you are challenged. That's a promise. My left hand, right hand is up in the air. That's a promise. I promise you. So when you get life's bows and arrows thrown at you, guess what? Just like Neo did in The Matrix, the bullets that come, top off, top off, top off. That's what happens when the practice is. But what is the practice? What is the practice? Well, the first part of the practice starts with gradually eliminating the behaviors that have been proven to subtract from your happiness, proven to subtract from peace. The second part of the practice is cultivating behaviors that have been established to add to peace. It's very, very simple. And one of the, you know, there's so many different practices, but that's the joy of it, that's the fun of it. You're going to be practicing this until you breathe your last breath. It is an ongoing journey. You always have something to do. You're never going to be bored. There's always something to do. There's always something to practice. There's always something to pay attention to. Always. It'd be nice to go on a vacation, but no, there's no vacation. There's no vacation from looking in the mirror and realizing that you do have the power, that you can. You can experience this life different. You can experience this life regardless of what you see, regardless of what you look at. Don't trust your eyes all the time. And don't trust the stories. What? Don't trust the stories. When I talk about the stories in between, we're born, and then we die. We're born, and then we die. And there's a lot of stories in between. And those stories are responsible for how, well, let me say scratch the responsible. And those stories are a good indication of how you view and respond to the world. I was on a call yesterday, and a Zoom call, and I was meeting with two people that I'd never met before. And it was really interesting meeting people that, I mean, this Zoom thing is just, you talk to anyone all over the world. And these two people I'd never met, but it was interesting how Their stories were interesting to me. One of the ladies used this word, and you know if you've listened to the show, you know when I say words are not powerful, I get a lot of pushback on that. But when I say words are not powerful, we were not innately born with believing that words had power. We were programmed to believe certain words have power. Of course, certain words can offend us. Certain words hurt our feelings. We were programmed to believe that, but innately words don't have power. We were taught. But anyway, I'm going off to another topic. One of the words this woman used, which was really interesting to me, we're talking about death, and she used, yes, we all, this is what she was saying. She said, we all have experienced loss. We all have experienced heartache. After I listened, I was very nice and polite. I said, you know, I don't use that word loss, because with that word loss comes a vibration. It's very interesting to pay attention to the words, to the intention that you use. When I say self-awareness and be conscious of what you're saying, that word loss just doesn't resonate with me. And the reason why, is a story. But the story is, it feels like that I'm losing something, I'm missing out on something. When in reality, if I'm talking about death, there was a chance, not a chance, I had moments, tons and tons of moments with whoever, and I call friend or family, with whoever died. I had countless amount of moments and memories with them. And so my focus is not to focus on a loss. It's to focus on, wow, look at all that I've experienced with this person. I mean, that is a different way, a different perspective, a different way to look at death. Death is going to happen to all of us. We all know love. The people that we love are going to die. I'm going to die. But it's just a switch in perspective. And the stories that are told around death, I mean, I don't know about any stories out there that make you feel good or feel good stories about someone dying. And why not? Why not, if the focus is on their life and how they enhance or add it to yours, or even if it wasn't a good relationship, what did you learn about self? What did you learn from that relationship? All the relationships that you have, that I have, there is opportunities for growth. So how did I grow from knowing someone that wasn't compatible energy? How did I grow? See, the loss, when I say the stories in between, pay attention to the stories in between, it's really saying to be conscious and to recognize or expose, this is a story about death. So now death, sad, loss, grieving, it doesn't have to be. You don't have to feel like that. You know, you can change the story. When you change your perspective, you can change your story. You know, and before I go on, I've gotten an email about, Rebecca, who do you read? Who do you listen to? And so let me just say this. I was listening to Guy Finley yesterday. G-U-Y Finley, F-I-N-L-E-Y. He's in Oregon, and he has a talk on Saturdays, and I just happened to listen to it yesterday. It was, I wrote down some notes. So Guy Finley is one person that I really, really like to listen to. Let's see, hold on a second. Where are my notes? Because it was, and it's only a half hour. He's on, what's it called? It's called Insight Timer. Insight Timer. It's a free site where it has meditations, and every Saturday at 9 Pacific Standard Time, Guy Finley does a talk, and it's really good. Where are my notes? Dadnabbit. Let me look. Hold on a second, my dear audience. Hold on. When I say reality spirituality, it is reality. Uh-oh, where is it? because I wrote my notes. Hold on a second. Just give me a second here. Okay, come on. And he made a point. Oh, here it is. Yay! I found it. Okay, here we go. He was talking about, he was actually talking about stories. And one of the things that he said, which is a rhyme, in which I love, it says, the feel is real. So whatever you're going through, and you feel, I don't know, anxious, sad, angry, whatever, and let me even throw in happy and joyful. Let me even throw in, I mean, use that word joyful. Let me even throw in energized. All of those labels. He said the feel is real, but the why is a lie. Oh, I love that. The feel is real, but the why is a lie. And the why is the story. It is an epidemic of telling stories and attaching a story to an emotion or attaching a story to how you're feeling. So the stories are suspect is what I'm saying. And I've talked about the stories before. I've talked about telling the same old stories over and over again, and especially a feel-bad story. Why would you tell a feel-bad story when you can switch your perspective, change that feel-bad story into what did you learn and how can you grow from it story? Why is the attachment to a feel-bad story? It's just a habit. That's how I look at it. One of the things that he said, and I'm going back to Guy Finley, and I love his, and he does little videos, maybe two or three minutes. He says, events in themselves do not create our negativity. It's not about our negativity. Input any word you want to use, negativity, sadness, anger. So, again, it's talking about the stories are suspect. He said, events or things that happen are a trigger to what's really going on underneath. When I talk about looking in the mirror, finding solutions, looking in the mirror for answers, it is one of the best practices because guess what? It's you on you. It's you with you. It's you with you and holding hands with the universe, by the way. Don't think I'm taking this ride by myself. Hey, universe, I need your help. And one of the things that I started doing lately or recently is when the challenges happen, and they happen to me too, is to even though I, you know, that sure would have been nice if that didn't happen. It sure would have been nice to start saying thank you. I'm just practicing this new thing, thank you. And I don't say it, hey, thank you. Thank you. And it's really a shift. It's a shift of your energy. It's a shift of how you usually or habitually take on challenges. Events do not cause negativity. And while I'm on that point, let me just share something else that I listened to. In fact, I'm gonna have to. This is my favorite person. Well, one of my favorite persons to listen to on YouTube is David Hawkins. And if you haven't looked at any of his, If you haven't looked at any of his videos on YouTube, they are gold. One of the things that I'm listening to now is, David Hawkins, Hawkins, Transcending the Experience, or he talks about the ego, he talks about, how to instantly tell the truth from falsehood about anything, David Hawkins, and The Quest for Spiritual Truth. So, thank you for asking those questions. And the other one, Ernest Holmes, that's another one, an author that I like. So thank you for asking me that because I have gotten that question before, but I don't think I've ever answered consistently who I like to listen to. Okay, back to the topic. One of the things, now speaking about David Hawkins, I was listening to him a couple of days ago, and one of the things that he says is that the mind, our mind is 98% silence. But our ego doesn't want the silence. The ego doesn't want silence. The ego needs to be heard. And you know that voice. You know that critical voice, that voice is telling you something is wrong with this moment, something needs to be changed. That whole, that voice that says, warning, 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 Roel Robinson, warning. That voice, well, that voice and that voice that will tell a story after a story that will jump from something from 5 years ago to 1 year ago, to jump to from the past to the future, you know that voice, that critical voice, that voice that says something is wrong with this moment. One of the things that I took a note with David Hawkins, he says, he was talking about the Buddha and how the Buddha said right between the thoughts. Well, David Hawkins says, before the thought, and this is really a practice to surrender to all moments, in meaning the uncomfortableness, being uncomfortable, feeling uncomfortable, surrender to that too. Surrender, in other words, surrender without resistance, all moments. Experience without resistance, all moments without judgment. Oh, this is bad. Oh, this isn't working. Oh, this is frustrating. Oh, this is annoying. All of those things. The resistance to what is happening in the moment is the cause of suffering. The believing the stories, the believing this is why I'm feeling like this, is not only fueling and giving more life to and giving more focus to and giving more energy to the ego, when you look at it and say, you know, and you resist and, I want to change this. Listen, depressed, let me just speak for myself. It's called conscious depression. Oh, I love it. Oh, I'm feeling depressed today. Consciously depression. It's constantly depressed. Light. Keep it light. It's not serious. Be patient. It will pass. The story is, don't want to experience it. This is because of A, B, or C, and I'm here to tell you, it's not the story. It's not the story. It's a season. You know, we're all, I like to compare what we go through with nature and looking at nature. Seasons are very distinct. Animals, I'm in the middle of the forest, animals are like clockwork. Every time, it's amazing here. I've been here in the forest for 4 years. There's a time for the frogs to come out. There's a time for the banana slugs. There's a time for the robins. There's a time for the deer. There's a time for the turkey. Everything is on a time clock, and that is including your emotions. That is including how you're feeling in any moment. You don't have control over you're not controlling your heart beating. You're not controlling your blood circulating. And this lie that was taught, yeah, I'm going to say it's a lie, this programming that was taught to us that the reason why I'm feeling like this is because of this event, true. I know I'm going to get a lot of emails. I know I'm going to get a lot of pushback. I know we were all taught that this is, I'm feeling this way because he didn't call. I'm feeling lonely. I'm feeling left out. I'm feeling used. I'm feeling whatever. Fill in the blank. Because of. When you use that word because, that is the beginning of a story. Because. Why? My dear audience, I challenge you to consciously practice just for half a day, or maybe an hour. Scratch that. Half a day is too long. Just for an hour, practice letting go, telling a story. And I mean telling a story to anyone. I'm practicing because when someone asks me why now, or why did you move here? Why are you doing why? I'm gonna my line is I already have it written out. I wish I had a story for you. I wish I had a story to tell you. And the reason why you eliminate the stories because the stories can be looked at with a lot of different perspectives. The ego only wants to give you one perspective, one way of looking at any situation. And I challenge you to, let me just give you an example. So a couple gets divorced. A married couple gets divorced. Now, some people will say, oh, gee, that's sad, married couple gets divorced. But what if they were fighting every single day? It's a great thing that they're divorced. See, there's so many different ways to look at any situation that how can you say, let's see, hold on, I lost my train of thought. How can you just stick with one way? How can you just stick with one way, especially if that's not a feel, is not a vibrational good feeling? If vibrationally it doesn't feel good. This addiction, let me go back to addictions, which I didn't even talk about yet, but this addiction to telling a story, this addiction to tackling and attaching a story to an emotion, you can let go of that. And when you do let go of that, I promise you, you're going to feel more peace, more happiness. There's going to be a different vibration. There's no story to tell. Oh, I'm here to tell you, it's a challenge. Oh, it's a challenge not having a story. People love to tell stories. Oh, they love a story. Oh, they love a story from yesterday. Yesterday a story, yes, another story. The stories in between, why is it useful? Unless you are teaching or unless you are sharing a lesson in growth. One of the things that David Hawkins said is that the mind is 98% silent. But see, that ego has to throw in a story, a thought. And all I'm saying is I'm asking you how to eliminate suffering. Eliminate the program stories. And let me just jump back to Guy Finley, what I was listening to yesterday. And then he says, events do not cause negativity. And I even text in a, you know how you have a chat when somebody's speaking live. I sent a question and I said, well, how do you, because you know this subconscious, unconscious, how do you ride through it? How do you flow through the feel bad stories, you know, in the middle of the storm? And his answer was, all suffering requires patience. Patience. Now, I don't know about you, but I wasn't taught to have patience. I was taught to, when is it going to happen? Why isn't it happening? Let's go. Yesterday, this should have been happening yesterday. And to find another reason why and to find more problems. In other words, fueling the story of impatience. And when I am impatient, guess what? I'm resisting the moment. I'm resisting the moment that is showing me that what I want to show up isn't happening. Isn't there yet. Oh, that was pretty deep. Let me say that again if I can remember what I just said. The impatience really has to do with the future not being set, and now I'm in the future. The impatience is, this isn't happening when I want it to happen. And it's not happening, and I don't like it, and I want something different to happen. Do you know how difficult it is to have patience? I'm speaking for myself. Patience for something that, quote, let me use a word that I don't use, that should have happened a year and a half ago. That's not easy. That's not easy to have patience for something that should have happened a year and a half ago. Oh, I've got plenty of examples, plenty of evidence. And the universe tells me, have patience. Now, the story is, but it's not right, it's not just, there's so many reasons. It's not legal, so many reasons. Have patience. Let me get back to the topic which is the stories in between. One of the things I want to share is when you are self-aware and you are consciously monitoring and practicing living, being in the moment, and appreciating living, being in the moment, just appreciating living, just existence alone, and feeling that vibration of satisfaction, that, you know, that vibration of shoulders down, balanced, you know that feeling? There's not even a story about that. I'm feeling balanced, I'm feeling calm, I'm feeling relaxed because of, no. Whatever you're feeling, however you're feeling, the practice is not to judge it. The practice is to experience it. The practice is to have patience with the process, to have patience with, okay, this is happening now, it's happening now, I know it's happening now, it's happening now, how long it's going to happen, who knows, but it's happening now. The practice is acceptance. The practice is acceptance of the moment and acceptance of self and acceptance of whatever you're going through, and then the trust that whatever you are experiencing is an underlining gift and an ignition to your growth. And why do we want to grow? Why do we want to expand? Because the more you grow, the more peace you will feel. Is it possible to eliminate all stories? Well, unless I'm on stage telling a story about an event. Oh, let me just share this. Let me share this. Okay, this. I knew I had another story that didn't. There we go. This happened this week, and a woman was asked the question. She says, "What story do you people love to tell stories. What story do you remember that had a big impact on your life?" Okay, that was the question. What story would you like to share that had an impact, meaning maybe it could have been traumatic, maybe it was on the other scale, but it definitely had an impact on your life. And I've had stories like that, of course, that I've kept and I've told over and over. And let me share the story that I typed out. Yes, and I'm sharing a story. So let me say it. So it was if you listen to the show, you know that I was, or even read my first book, I was adopted. And I'm in second grade, and I knew from a very early age, I don't remember when, but I've always known that I was adopted. And I remember going to school, and I was in second, of course, going to school, I was in second grade, and I remember telling my teacher, "Hey, Mrs. Jones, I'm adopted." I don't know if that was my voice then, but that's the voice I'm using now. "Hey, Mrs. Jones, I was adopted." And I was very proud of it, very proud of the fact. I mean, I had no reason to not be proud of it. I thought it was, I got extra credit. And I come home and I tell my mother, this is one of my stories. I come home and I tell my mother, "Hey, Mrs. Jones didn't know I was adopted." And my mother did not like that and got instantly angry at me. And she says, "That's nothing that you share. That's nothing that you tell anyone. That's a secret only for the family to know." And the story that I tell and the story that I typed out a couple of days ago was that was the beginning of me feeling shame. Okay, that was now that makes a lot of sense. I got a lot of evidence. I was shamed, don't tell anyone, that's a secret. Shame, shame, shame. And for decades, I did not tell anyone. I felt ashamed of being adopted. I was embarrassed. I mean, all of the stories, all of the lies I told, "You don't look like your mother, you don't look like your father, oh, I look like my grandmother." All of those stories I told because of this sense of shame, okay? That was my story, and it makes sense. And this is me at decades later. And when I was typing that out, I didn't really feel that that was the reason or the cause of my shame. I mean, I was saying that was the reason for my shame, but I really didn't feel it in my bones. I didn't feel it. I didn't feel it. Have you ever typed, in other words, it didn't feel true? That's another thing David Hawkins does. He does the muscle testing, the difference between truth and falsehood. And the thing is, truth has an existence, it's reality. Falsehood does not. And one of the things, when I say falsehood, it can be proven in muscle testing. When you say something that's true, your body is gets stronger, and when you say something that's false, your body goes weak. And that you can Google that. David Hawkins does a lot of muscle testing. It's a scientific reality, and you can do a lot of research on that. Falsehood is the absence of truth. So when I'm feeling that, is that really why I felt a lot of shame? I mean, I know that's my story. I know that's what I've been telling for decades. But it's time to switch it up. It's time to say that happened, okay? That event happened for sure. But is that why I felt shame about being adopted? You see, it's a very small distinction. It's a very small switch in perspective. It's a very small switch in energy. I can talk about, yes, I had a lot of shame growing up, and yes, that is true. A lot of shame, and I can. But the reason why? What is the quote? The feel is real, but the why is a lie. That's a great, great, great line. I love that. Events themselves do not cause the emotion or the negativity. So that event in itself, I mean, I know I told that story, countless times, and I believed it. until last week when I typed it out and it just felt weak. I had shame. I had things, a lot of secrets, hiding, all of that piled on with everything else. But it wasn't because of that. You see the difference? There's a very, very slight difference. And it is an energy shift. It is a perspective shift. When you let go of the stories and they are the reason, they are the cause as to why you fill in the blank. I'm saying that I'm exposing the stories as being not useful, not serving in any way. Definitely don't serve growth. The regurgitation of the same thing. Now that's what I mean. It feels robotic. It feels like a program. So I, for one, and of course you can do whatever you like, I, for one, am letting go of the stories. You will not get a story out of me. Let me tell you something. I don't know what's going to happen as far as where I'm going to be living in the next few months. I have no idea. I'm going through something here. And I cannot wait to get the story, because I get a story, why are you here, why did you move here, and then why did you move and why are you going here. I get the stories. I cannot wait to share. I wish I had a story for you, but I don't. That's a revelation of letting go of stories. And why? Because, number one, they're suspect. They're suspect. Number two, they're just one perspective. Number three, it doesn't explain why. Why is because that's what's on my journey. Why did it happen? Because it's part of my journey. That's why it happened. Period. It's part of my journey. There's a big, big difference. Let me just look at my notes and make sure. Let me just say this. You know, there was a time when the story was in the world that the world was flat. The world is flat. People believed that the world was flat. We are on a place in time where there are new paradigms, new perspectives, new things coming up all the time. And that's all I'm saying is to question, and feel, really go deep and feel, is this story serving you? Is this story causing suffering? Is the story even real? Can you tell the story a different way? I know I've talked about stories, but it's really, really stuck with me in my own journey. Well, that's the end of today's show. Thank you for listening, Reality Spirituality Radio. Oh, and next week I may not do a show, but I don't know. Thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality Radio is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. Handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a couple of videos on YouTube. I know. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And my second book, Program for Unhappiness, is going to be out sometime. I'm revamping it, making it simpler, making it easy. You know, that's another thing. No attachments to outcomes. Letting go of all attachments to outcomes, everyone. You're going to be happier. You're going to feel more peaceful. So until next week, and I'll probably do a show. I love doing these shows. I want to remind you who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Be patient. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, happiness specialist and inner peace practitioner, Rebecca L. Norrington. Happiness is a practice skill, and your experience in every moment will reflect on what you practice. Have a conscious week.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Get real.